Okay, so the learning today should be Eschos Yilin Nishmas Adir Chava Chaim Elizabeth Shmishnari and also Rabbi Yaakov Yosef and Chaim Menachem Ben Zion and Eschos Berfu Shlema Chaim Moshe Yeshua Ben Makkah Chaim Doi Ben Minra Chochan Alei Bashen Dura Chon Abadati Ben Paro as well as Eschos for all those in the Makkah Sakan and Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So he says like this, Amar Rabbi Zeinu, Haba Lahargecha Hashkem Lahargai, someone who is coming to kill you, you have to go and kill him first. Uperishu HaMefarshim, Shemitzanim Loimar, that the Bederech Drush, this is talking, that the Yetzirah is coming to get you to do Averis. The first Avera he comes to get you to do is to stay in bed. So Hashkem Lahargoy, get up and fly and do away with that Yetzirah. Kill that desire. He said there's no better potion to deal, no better medication to deal with the Yetzirah than getting up early to learn. And you see this because if a person oversleeps, your whole day ends up going, your whole day's off. From the moment you wake up late, you're annoyed, and then you catch a late chakras, you down by the kaisa, whatever you do, but your whole day feels like it's off. Versus a day when you get up early and you accomplish, and all of a sudden it's 10 o'clock in the morning and you accomplished a whole bunch of stuff, you feel a real sense of accomplishment. So we see it. Because once a person gets up to defeat his Yetzirah, liskaver kari, get strengthen himself like a lion, lamoid lavoid desboire, to standing to serve Hashem, halach yelech halach v'gadol. So basically, it's like mitzvah gereres mitzvah. Once you start on that path, it continues for the rest of the day. Kihine Hashem nitzav alav v'chut shel kesed mashach halav. Hashem is standing over him, and he has a special chain. Kideperishu rabaseinu chazal al pasuk yom yitzav Hashem chazdo v'layla shiri imay. That by day Hashem commands kindness, and by night Torah was with me. The gam b'hashkama ezer shayis the roish ashmuras yochaloma b'yishav hadasot naseh the kedusha. This is also when you learn at night, there's less distractions, there's less things going on, and so you're able to learn with a calm mind, and you can actually gain more spiritually when you learn at night more so than when you learn by day. He says, and also to daven and to ask for forgiveness, you can accomplish more by night than you can by day. All of this comes as a result of a person getting up early. He says, oy vey to those who get up early, but instead of going to a daf or going to do something productive, they get up early and they hang out. They hop a smoke, or they just have a cigarette and a coffee, and that's their morning. They forsake me, the source of the living water, to dig for themselves broken wells. And it's well known that someone who doesn't serve Hashem when he has availability, when he has free time, not only are you going to have to give a demechezben for the times when you are available, but you're going to have to give a demechezben even for the times when you're not available, because you show with your actions that you wouldn't learn even if you had more time. He says the whole reason that nighttime was created was for the purpose to study, to learn Torah. That's why there's night. There technically could have been day, the sun shining all day long. He says the reason why there's night is so that a person has an opportunity to learn. And this is consistent with this with what the Zohar says. The greatness and the exceptional reward for someone who learns Torah at night. There's a bigger schar coming to someone who learns Torah at night. Dave Malinowitz, I would extend this also probably to those who get up early and learn in the very early parts of the morning, not just those who stay up late at night, but those who get up early when it's still dark out. And he says the ideal time is really chatzos. And Kate's Laskari, there's no limit to a person's charki, Isanachasrach Kadal Yatsra. So there is a very opportune time at Chatzais. And so from Chatzais and onward, that's really where we're talking about. But again, a person can accomplish this just by getting up early, even in the morning time. See the Sefer Reishis Chachma, where the author there gathered everything said in the teachings of Chazal regarding this. To the point where if someone reads his words, he's certainly going to be get enthusiasm and be motivated to do this. Laila, and his neshama is going to desire to get up at Chatzos. So what happens if you're someone who Tarasayim, you're learning all day long anyway, so you have, let's call it, 12 hours a day to learn. So what's the difference? I learn by night, I learn by day. What's the difference? No matter how you slice it, I'm learning 12 hours. He says it's not the same. He says, he says, you could easily accomplish this by sleeping a little more by day and getting up in the middle of the night. He says, you should actually sacrifice more time sleeping by day if that's going to mean the opportunity to learn at night, to get up at Chatzos, specifically at Chatzos, and be immersed in Torah. He says there's a special course, a special skula for someone that he wrote about in his Sefer Beis Tefillah. He says, in truth, anyone, even someone who's busy earning a parnasa, can train himself to sleep a little less and get up at midnight to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'll call upon him, and nevertheless, he's Gaber Kari Lama the Pachas Baif and Jay He Ma'ir HaShachar. He says, at the very least, make sure you get up on time in the morning, because that's at least, he says, dawn. But basically, be on time in the morning. That certainly a person should not miss out on an opportunity. And I remember Rabbi Reisner once talking about this idea of why is there night? Why is there sleep? It seems like it's such a waste. We spend so much of our life, and we're talking now how precious each moment of Avodas Hashem is, and yet we spend so many hours sleeping, and the body requires it. It's not like we have an option. If you don't sleep, you're going to die. Why is so much of our life spent sleeping and at night? And he says it's this idea of hischatshus, is that if you had a bad day, which we have from time to time, the sun setting and then the sun rising is as conscious. You get to start over every day. You get to start over again. It's a new beginning. It's a fresh beginning, and that way you don't feel like you're in a rut. Oh, this day started off poorly, and now it's continuing indefinitely. No, every night it's a reset, and you get to start over again. Even if you messed up on one day, you have the opportunity to turn it around immediately the next day with as conscious. So we shouldn't miss that opportunity. We should get up, ideally learn a little bit before davening, and you'll see if you get up and you accomplish, you feel so much better. Your whole day is reinvigorated. It changes the whole attitude and the way you look at the entire day.